No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And if Drew ain't film it, then it ain't filmed right. How
facts.
You doing?
If you ain't film it, ain't film right.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Excellent, man. Nice to have you in here. Very talented young man. I'm sure you saw on Track's interview when basically he just like was talking about what a big role that you have in his company. And I was kind of surprised because I've seen you out here doing videos, but I didn't know how big your involvement was in the whole 100K brand and everything. So I'm glad we get to have this conversation.
For sure. We started from just right around Florida, traveling here and there in a car.
Definitely. So what part of Florida are you from?
St. Pete.
St. Pete.
Petersburg, yeah.
Okay. And so what was your childhood like, and how did you even, like, when did you first even have any kind of interest in doing something creative?
Like, far as the music industry-wise?
Yeah, but let's talk about where you're from exactly.
St. Pete. Basically, I just grew up playing sports.
Really?
Going to school, playing sports. Nothing too crazy. And then I started getting into the music thing around, like, 15, 16.
Okay.
I bought a studio engineer, you know, the little studio engineers in the home.
Right.
I got one of those. All my dog came over after school, recorded. I was the engineer. So that's how I really got started in it.
Interesting.
And then I just got the videos because everyone needed a video to blow up. The images becomes before the song.
Right.
So I bought a camera, then got good at that.
But were you just a huge music fan and that, and you, and you just, were you thinking like, I got to find a way to get into this game, and the engineer thing seemed like it made sense at first?
Yeah. Nah, I love music. I do it because I love music. So.
Right.
I can't make music, so.
Did you know any rappers at that time, or anybody like that you thought had any potential?
I mean, yeah, Rod early on, you know, Rod, Project Young, and people from the city.
Okay.
But the big first like person that I did was Lil Mouse.
Okay.
He came in the city.
Lil Mouse. Yeah. I kind of remember him.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, but so you sort of like, but was it a thing where like even when you were in high school and shit, like there was just a lot of rappers in the city and that shit was all around you, so it seemed like a logical thing for you to get into? Were you intimidated at all, or did you have any like good entryways into it?
I mean, not really. I just kind of started my own lane and kind of went with what I had, but yeah, everyone wanted to be a rapper.
Right.
Everyone always wanted to do that. And that, or go to the NFL, NBA.
And you never thought that you would be a rapper?
No.
No, you never even thought about it?
No, I didn't. I never did that.
That's good. That's good that you know that, though. You know?
There might be something in me, though.
You think?
Maybe. You never know.
Anything's possible?
just dream.
Definitely. Okay, so when you started doing videos, though, did you have any kind of inspiration to do videos, or where did that idea come from, or who were you looking at for insight?
It was just really my dog. I just got a camera, went to the studio, learned it. The first video I tried to shoot, I took a photo. I was taking photos the whole time. I thought I was recording. I was like, oh, Lord. I hate to tell him. Like, bro, I ain't got no footage.
Holy shit.
So I was taking photos the whole time. Thought it was videos.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is so fucking funny.
It was the worst feeling in the world.
Right there. Holy shit. But so, okay, how'd you go about learning to use the camera and stuff, though? Were you just on YouTube watching tutorials and shit?
YouTube in class.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. And so how long did it take before you felt like you kind of were getting good at it?
I don't know. I'd probably say 6 months that I felt comfortable making a good video, at least.
Uh-huh.
To a year, probably. Like, I felt comfortable in doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the key to making a good video when you're operating on a small budget?
Creativity. Just tell the story. Make the song better than what the song is.
Right.
Yeah. That's probably the go-to.
I feel like it's just finding a lot of moments that are just like exciting on camera, and it's like it becomes really, really hard in a really short period of time to like come up with things that will actually look interesting on camera, especially when you've seen a million alleyways, you've seen a million guys sitting on their couch, you've seen a million guys sitting on their porch, whatever. It's like,
for sure.
You know, that's why I feel like people end up relying on a lot of like guns and drugs and stuff, because it's just like something to look at. Kind of makes the shot more exciting.
A lot of that's copy and pasted a lot.
Do you feel like you see a lot of people kind of relying on that? It's kind of weird how consistent the gun thing is in videos now.
No, I stopped that. I was always going viral on the internet because all the guns point at the camera.
Really?
And I stopped that.
You just don't even shoot videos like that at all anymore, or you try to avoid it?
I try to avoid it. It happens here and there, but I try to avoid it.
Yeah, because it's kind of crazy. Like, once rappers get big enough, then they kind of have to fall back with it.
Not for sure. Definitely that.
That happens super consistently. Okay, so did you have any big videos come out like early on before the Melly thing? Because the Melly thing was the first thing that sort of really blew up, right?
Yeah, Melly definitely took me to the millions for sure.
Uh-huh.
But before that, I mean, I had a couple here and there at a six-figure range. couple of little hundred thousands and stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, once Melly was the first M I think I touched.
Okay. And so once you have a couple that are doing a couple hundred thousand, do you start having a lot of people hitting you up trying to pay you to do videos for them and shit?
It's just the name around the city. I was kind of like, there was a couple other videographers around when I was doing it, but like I was the one just grinding, working, then after work go do a video, do two videos in a day.
Right.
So my name was just kind of here, there.
Definitely. And it's kind of like there's a lot of different paths that you could take if you want to do videos. Like I've seen people who they've got their own YouTube channel. They'll shoot a video for any motherfucker that wants to do a video. And, you know, they just kind of grind it out like that. And they're probably making good money just doing a million fucking videos. Or, you know, like on the far end of the spectrum, you have like Cole Bennett, who basically like took doing videos and created an insane brand over it. And basically by focusing in on being rare. Not
out of that dude. He definitely put something else on.
Have you ever tapped in with him? You met
him? Yeah, me and Cole Cool. Yeah.
Was he somebody you were looking at as like kind of inspiration for what you...
Before that, it was either like Aze or him.
Right.
Aze or him.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been it really is an interesting thing because like the videographers have kind of like come out of the shadows. You know, like it used to be like Hype Williams.
One or two, now there's about 10.
Right. Like Hype Williams was like the one name that everybody goes to from the 90s and shit. Yeah. But now that like you can create a YouTube channel and create an identity for yourself, it totally like.
It's like building your own brand. You're kind of an artist in a way.
Yeah.
Just in another way.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, so how did you meet Melly? What was that like the first time you met him?
I met Melly. I first heard about Melly. I was going to the beach on a regular day, and one of the girls I was with played a song on my mind.
Mm.
So when I heard that song, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? This shit hard as hell. Mm-hmm. So I ended up DMing him, and he was locked up for what he was locked up for at that time. And Track had DM'd me back from his page. So then me and Track started talking, and he DM'd me in school, so I walked out of class. I was like, oh, I'm done with school.
Really?
That's all I needed. That's
you
how,
walked
that's how
out of school entirely right
yeah,
then?
Yeah, I went to the restroom and shit, but like, just to call him on the phone.
Right.
But that's how I felt. I was like, oh yeah, I don't need nothing else. And then time goes on, several months. Me and Track were going around Florida. We shot two videos for Melly, 772 Love and Catching Feelings.
Right.
And then he had got out of February, in February time, and he just brought me along ever since he got out.
Right.
It's right by us.
How did you guys hit it off so well? Like, what do you think it was about your personality? Or what was your impression of his personality?
I couldn't believe it. He was like, I went to Miami. Every day since there, I was in Miami with him.
Right.
But no, it was cool. Chemistry was fire. We would just shoot and have fun and just fun. Like, it was just fun. That's all we had was fun.
Right. But was it weird to kind of become a part of his team? Did you feel like you became a part of the team as opposed to, you know, doing your own thing and like going out and trying to find videos to shoot every day?
Yeah, I could say that. Yeah.
But did you believe in him so much that you just...
Yeah, because before he was even out, we were shooting videos for him. So he was probably like, why are these guys out here doing this? I don't even know him.
Right.
Why is he shooting a video for me?
How do you shoot videos when he's not around? You were just shooting all this other random stuff?
Well, we brought some family members inside and made the song feel how it felt.
Okay.
Lil B Slime was in there, so we made B Slime as Melly. We did all that. Like.
Okay, right. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, and so then, but like, how does your life sort of change up from there? Like, I mean, Melly went from, you know, when you met him, he was like very, very small. And then within, you know, a year or so, it's like he's just gigantic, just blowing the fuck up.
I think it blew all of our minds up. we believed it, but when it happened, it happened.
Mm.
So we were just like, damn, we kind of just did it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it was just crazy to see that. Like, I mean, you know, and he's somebody that like I saw and I believed in early on. But even when I believe in an artist, it's like to see him take it to a level that big is always fucking shocking because so many people I've believed in over the years, but then they didn't really like have the smarts or whatever to really make it happen.
One thing about Melly, though, he never stopped working, though.
Mm.
He never got too comfortable. He was in the studio every night trying to shoot a video every morning before the studio.
Right.
I was in the studio editing the video we shot in the daytime while he was recording at night.
Right.
That's we just kept going.
Damn. So did you shoot the Murder on My Mind video?
No.
Okay, so they had somebody else shoot that. Yeah. You just did the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I did the behind the scenes. I was there. I was kind of like learning how to do a bigger production because I was still coming up and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what's that been like? Just kind of like learning to shoot more and more involved videos.
You can't shoot how you shot how you used to.
Right.
Like, you got to have a whole shot list. You got to have everything's timed. It's a whole bit. It's a whole nother, like, aspect. I was like, damn, this is kind of hard.
Really?
Because you start, like, thinking about creative. You can't even think about creative because you got to worry about is this actor's ready to go on set. So there's a lot going on. Usually it's just me and the camera and Melly.
Right.
Go run around the city.
I guess I never thought about how involved it gets as you fucking get to bigger and bigger levels. There's a lot of preparation and all that. Damn. So do you miss doing the single shot sort of videos where it's just you and the rapper?
Nah, those are my favorite videos. I just did one for Hot Boy a couple days ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're going to talk about all the different artists that you guys are dealing with on 100K and stuff. But when did you become introduced to the idea of 100K as this company? And how did what did you think of that at first?
In the past couple of years. It was 100K since the start, though. It was just something we went by and it just turned into... like an artist blowing up.
Did Track have that name before you came on board?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But from very early on, like, it was just decided that
I don't know exactly when he had it, but I heard it for sure. What year do you think it was? Yeah, so around that time, probably like 2017.
Definitely. So what was your, like, I know now you're doing like the A&R thing for the brand and everything, but how has your like role in it changed over time? Were you supposed to just be the video guy at first and how's that changed?
I mean, yeah, I came up as a video guy, but yeah, a lot has changed. I'm in the office every day doing stuff I didn't think I would be doing. But since the start, Track was like, that camera's not going to be in your hands forever.
Mm.
That camera's going to be out your hands soon. And I was like, yeah, right.
So what kind of stuff are you working on now in terms of like the label and stuff? Like what the involvement, like if you're not shooting videos, what kind of other ways do you find to make yourself useful?
Making sure the artists drop on time, the cover art's there, producer agreements are there, making sure artists are posting on their page, you know, just kind of the whole brand in the whole, to make sure everything runs smoothly.
So when you go into the office every day, like where does your, do you have a schedule of shit to work on, or is it just kind of like picking and choosing all the different things that...
I mean, not as a for sure schedule, but I picked and choose throughout the day which one I'm going to do first.
Interesting.
Like, before I go in there, I know what I'm going to do throughout the day.
Right.
Edit this video, but by 1 o'clock, I want that video done so I can go focus on this.
Mm, definitely. So, Hot Boy, where is he from? And
Orlando.
Orlando. Yeah. And how did you guys meet him?
How did we meet? I met him in the 100K office.
Okay.
I think that's the first time I met him. But I knew about him since high school. Like, he had a couple of viral songs that kind of we knew in the city.
Right.
But, I met him in the 100K office. Mike had brought him through.
And so, what do you feel like, what do you feel like 100K can, like, offer with somebody like him that has a couple of popping songs and you feel like he has star power? What made you want to work with him in the first place?
Just at the end of the day, it's that loyalty, it's that vibe you get from someone you can just go have fun, shoot. It's like shooting Melly all over again.
Mm.
Yeah. It's that connection, that team chemistry.
Definitely. Do you feel, or like, so what kind of stuff do you feel like you guys add to his career that he wouldn't necessarily have going on his own?
Probably motivation and a team that's behind him that he knows he can trust and just keep doing what he thinks is best for him.
Mm.
That's probably what.
I feel you for sure. Okay, so where were you when you found out about Melly's legal situation, and how has like your whole role changed since all that happened?
Ain't nothing changed because he's coming home.
You were just on the phone with him as you guys came in.
Yeah, for sure. Positive dude.
How often are you talking to him?
Talk to him here and there. But his album got to go crazy and stuff, so we just going over video ideas and seeing what he wants to do for that.
Mm. How tough is that to get creative and make a video while somebody's still locked up?
With him, it's easy because his mind's already flowing. He's already thinking about it.
So he's hitting you with ideas.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, he hit me the other day and he was like, bro, I have no idea for this video.
Mm.
I was like, that does not make any sense. You can't think of one idea?
Really?
Yeah, it blew my mind because he always comes at me with the ideas.
And so then what, you have to sort of get creative on his end?
Yeah, I'm gonna go creative, listen to the song, think back deep into the lyrics, just kind of figure out what he's talking about.
Definitely. He sounds crazy positive. Like when you were just on the phone with him, it was kind of mind-blowing. I'm like, that's not how people usually sound in prison.
I've never seen him negative.
Really?
I don't think I have. And if it is about something little.
Well, see, that's something interesting because like when, like Vlad was asking me the other day about how, about when I interviewed Melly. And he was like, I was like, you know, when I met him, he was like super high energy. There was only around him two times, I think. He was super high energy when I met him. And then when we did the interview, he was like in a weird, like quiet mood. And I didn't necessarily know why, but that's interesting. You're saying that he's always got positive energy.
Could have woke, had a bad food that day. Yeah. You never know.
But also, like, a lot of rappers, when you do an interview, you know, they get a little defensive just because, you know, they're a little worried that there's going to be all this crazy shit you could potentially ask them about.
they don't know what they're gonna walk into, I guess.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, I fuck with Melly, but I mean, with somebody like him who has all this legal shit, it's like you gotta just start the conversation out like, we gotta be careful here. You know, yes, I'm not trying to fucking ask you anything that you're gonna be, you know, that's gonna fuck your situation up. Yeah,
still open case. We can talk when it's closed.
Yeah, and you don't want to do an interview that you're then not gonna be able to put out. You know.
Facts.
Definitely. So, okay, you just uploaded this Melly, Kanye, King Von, Chief Keef studio session the other day.
Yeah.
It's just got Melly like wilding out in the studio, just rapping with Kanye watching, yes, and King Von's there way before he blew up and shit, right?
Yeah, Von was there behind just chilling. He was just there just chilling.
How did that studio session come together? What do you remember from that?
That was a little while ago, but it was just really Melly and Kanye going back and forth, freestyling over some tracks, getting the vibe together, seeing, feeling themselves out, you know? And I don't think they did anything that night. We were just there, freestyled, and I was just hanged out.
How did you guys even end up in the studio with Kanye? He reached out?
Yeah, I believe he reached out to Melly, for sure.
And where was that? What city?
I think that one was Florida. I think it was in Miami.
Okay.
I think so.
Damn. Yeah. And so what do you remember from, like, observing Kanye, like, seeing Melly and, like what was their connection like? And
he was kind of starstruck, I ain't gonna lie. He was just kind of listening. Melly did, like, 10 freestyles back-to-back.
Right.
Like, Kanye can go. He's like, nah, Melly can keep going. Like,
right.
That's just the energy he gave.
Yeah, that's kind of his whole thing. Like, that's one thing I always said is, like, I saw a track in him in the studio where he recorded this whole crazy-ass freestyle, and then track kind of came in afterwards and, like, cut out parts and, like, arranged it a little different. Really? But with an existing freestyle from a while ago?
Literally last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So it's usually like that?
Yeah. I mean, he just going freestyles, piece it together.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So how well did you get to know King Von?
Good, just like Melly.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
What was your impression of him?
Same thing, the chemistry, he a real one.
Mm.
Real dude.
Definitely. How'd you feel when you found out about Habano?
I couldn't believe it. But, shit, he would have kept going.
Mm. So. No, yeah, it's super, super tragic. Okay, what about shooting, like, the Fredo Bang and Dirk video recently, which that was one time that I've, like, just heard your fucking tag a million times because I just keep watching that video because I love that song so much. What
Solid as they come.
Yeah. How'd you end up shooting that video? How'd you meet Fredo and all?
I met Fredo early on. I actually met Fredo. I did a documentary with him in my mixtapes. I went out to his city, like, a while ago.
Really?
Yeah, before he was, like, really Fredo.
Uh-huh.
And I did a documentary. We had linked up, caught a vibe. It was just, we caught a vibe. And ever since then, we just stayed in contact, and I shot several of his other videos and just built that connection. Like, I pull up on him, chop it up, have fun, without even no business shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're just rolling around in his city with him?
Yeah, that because we shot in Baton Rouge. But the top video we shot in Florida.
Right.
Yeah, we shot that in Florida.
Do you ever end up in situations where you're a little worried for your own safety, where you feel like, you know, some shit could definitely go down here?
I mean, yeah, anything could happen any second. So, right. Yeah, I think like that, but I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems like you guys are surrounded by some real ones.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Definitely. Okay, what about B-Slime? Like, when did you realize that he wanted to be a rapper, and what's that been like?
I mean, him and Melly was having fun in the studio, too. Mm. So, I mean, he took it serious, and then we shot that one video, Slime Dreams.
Mm.
Shot it all in his house, underneath his own bed, outside in the front yard, and it just hit millions.
Mm.
I was like, oh shit, he could do something now.
Right.
So then we started going crazy. We started shooting videos, and then he became B-Slime.
Yeah, it does seem kind of crazy. Like, he's so young, and he has all these young-ass kids that are, like, really, really, really excited about him.
Yeah, no, I picked him up from school a couple of times, and the car would be surrounded.
Really?
Yeah.
Even at his school?
At his school, yeah.
And he's still in school?
No, not anymore. No,
he can't be, right?
No, I got too crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
And he needs to be a rapper. That's fucking wild. Okay, so are you in the business of, like, finding new artists? Are you, like, really looking for new artists? Or?
Yeah, we recently just signed a new artist. He's from Cincinnati.
Okay.
Trench Baby. You heard of him?
It sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he hard. He's really hard. We got him at, like, 100 followers.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about for you, is just finding somebody, like, real
music,
talented
catching
early?
Catching the vibe, seeing the image. really just the chemistry and what we got.
But finding them early too, right? Because I mean, if you find somebody and they've already got like a couple million followers,
yeah, you just gotta build them up.
It's kind of different.
Yeah.
Mm.
You just gotta build them up though. That's the hardest part.
Right.
Making them have a fan base.
How important do you think social media is in terms of like how involved do you get in saying like, yo, your fucking Instagram is whack. You need to do this, this, and this.
I do that sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. I be deleting posts here and there, archiving them.
Right.
Yeah. It's very big. I think Instagram, all that. Now TikTok.
Mm.
TikTok's a big thing now.
Yeah. That's a lot to have to fucking take on as a label, is to be doing all that kind of different shit. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, because every time like I post a video on Instagram, it's on every other site.
Right.
I just do it.
Mm.
So they can put all together.
Definitely. Okay. I wanted to ask you this. What is the most cliche shit that in music videos? Like, what is the shit that like you're the most sick of seeing in the music video?
What you mean? Like,
just like anything that like, you know, people think it's tight. They think this is a really good idea to just do this in a video, and then it's just in reality.
Guns and shit. Mm. All the guns. Everyone just want to have a gun in the video.
Right.
Probably so.
Yeah, it gets kind of played out at a certain point. Although, you know, it's a big part of people's lives. But it's also kind of like, why does it have to always
be? You can incorporate it, but don't just point it at the camera.
Yeah. Sometimes you can tell that they, like, really feel like that's, like, maybe a little bit more
important. I mean, those videos do go the most viral, though.
Yeah. No.
They do go the most viral.
If you have a gun in the thumbnail, definitely, I've noticed the trend. There could definitely be many more views for the gun in the thumbnail trick. What was it like working with Uzi?
Shit. I'm going to say it again. He reminded me of Melly.
Mm.
Same person. I told him that to his face. I was like, I feel like I'm filming Melly right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he seem to think of that?
No, he was just like, that's my brother. That's my twin. Like, that's what he kept saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Have you ever worked with Kodak? Or like?
Nah.
No, you haven't really?
Nah, I haven't worked with him yet.
Now he's finally out. Yeah. You got to tap in.
Definitely so. Like, nah, I know a lot of his people that he'd be around. So.
Definitely. When did you decide to get the iced out grill, the permanence?
It was a phone call that I had with Trat on some real shit. It was just phone calls. I was like, I'm gonna get him. He's like, you should get him. Next week I was in Houston getting him. I was getting molded. But I really wanted the pullouts.
Right.
Nah, hell no.
You couldn't do it?
Nah, hell no. You can't do no pullouts. They perms.
I got the pullouts. I'm not gonna lie. I got a fucking iced out one when I first started getting money. I wore it two times and I never put it back on.
I would have lost them.
I feel like if I put it back on right now, that it would probably not fit right. Like, my teeth must have moved around and shit,
I think,
right?
Mine already moved, too. Yeah. I only had them in for, like, 6 months.
Mm.
But I kind of feel like they're moving.
Definitely. Have you regretted it at all, or is it feels good?
I might keep them in for life now.
It feels fine when you're eating and shit?
Yeah, you can't taste the food until, like, it hits your tongue and shit. You bite into something.
Yeah.
You don't really taste that right away.
That is weird.
Yeah, I got used to it, though.
You are kind of tasting food through your teeth, huh?
Yeah, I guess. That's because when I got them taken out to get clean, I ate something. I was like, oh, my God, this should feel good.
Fuck. That's actually really interesting. I got to work on that. I got to think about that more. Like, your teeth kind of, like, help you taste food. But, hey, you got to flex, you know?
I guess so.
So what do you have planned in terms of new stuff that's on the way and whatnot?
Just hoping these artists build up that's on the roster.
Who else? Who else is on the list?
Man, there's a whole list.
There's like 100 fucking people, right? Yeah.
There are a lot of them, but I'd have to pull them up, the name of them.
At the top of the list of like people who are dropping like shit coming up soon. Melly, Hot Boy.
All right, so Melly for sure, Hot Boy, Long Live Fawn. We just got these new artists, Armand and Trey. There's some R&B artists. We just dropped a video for them like a week ago.
Okay.
They hard though. They real hard. And then like I said, we got Slime. We got 30 Deep in them.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole list.
30 Deep Grimy.
Yeah.
How'd you get started working with him?
Mike, right? How we get 30 in them? I forgot. There's so many artists.
Yeah. Definitely.
C'est La Vie. Another team that we be working with.
Definitely. You got any advice for young people that are trying to, you know, get in the game doing the music video thing?
Just really be you. Try to think through something different creatively. I'm the type not to really use the effects. I feel like effects are played out in a sense.
Mm.
Make it realistic if you're going to do it.
Right.
But I really just say tell the story. Make the song better than what the song was already, what it was.
Definitely.
So.
That's real. Anything else you want to say out there to the people out there?
Not really. Melly's coming home, and if Drew didn't film, it ain't filming.
How did that come about? Who said that?
Track's wife.
Oh, okay.
But CEO of the company as well, AA.
Okay.
But
Where'd the slogan itself come from, though?
I honestly think we were just on a video set one day, and we're like, one of my dogs was like, XO lit it. Or like, he lit it, because we were talking about the lights, because he was holding the lights.
Mm.
And then Track out of nowhere just said, if Drew didn't film it, it ain't film right. We're like, what the hell?
That's a slogan right there.
I didn't really like it at first, though. When I put in the video, I was like, I don't like it.
Because it sounds kind of like...
It sounds weird.
Boastful.
Like, yeah, it's like corny.
Kind of like, hey, everybody else sucks at filming besides me.
Yeah. And then we ended up putting in the videos, and that's what people started noticing me by, is that tag. And I was like, okay, maybe it worked.
You start building a brand like that.
I like it now.
Who are your grail artists that you would like to fuck with? If you could shoot a video for anybody tomorrow.
The same people I have been.
Mm.
The same team.
No Adele or Billie Eilish Dreams or something?
I like that, but I'm chill with what I got now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it. All right. Drew, appreciate you, man.
For sure.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. Check out Drew's YouTube channel as well. Toss him a subscribe. Throw him a comment on our behalf.
Do it
out. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.